What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh. I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on. Y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And there is a third thing that I tell y'all too, right? I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what is it that I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, and three. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work. Two. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, who's this girl, Just a Touch of J? Who is J? What's going on? She puts what out there in pieces? What is this? Shout out to the haters. Let me explain it to you. So hate is acknowledgement backwards, baby, okay? People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. And I have been experiencing a lot of hate lately. Like, oh my gosh, but when you experience this hate like this, you know, you out there shining bright like a diamond. Because people can't just hate on anything. They have to hate on something that's shining real bright like a diamond, like me. And like some of y'all out there, right? So what I do is I break it down and I explain to you like this. This is how I put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So I already told you, haters acknowledgement backwards, right? When you're shining bright like a diamond, the haters, they come around, right? The naysayers, the nosy people, the disbelievers, they all come around you trying to figure out what you got going on, okay? Because you're shining real bright. See, what they don't realize is that it's God. Yeah, it's God, right? What God is doing, he's doing that Psalms 23 thing on you. Read it, it's in the Bible, okay? He tells us, he said, I'm going to have to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, okay? So you know that when this table is getting prepared, okay? Because he's saying, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup is going to overflow, okay? You're going to get blessing after blessing. He tells you, surely, goodness and mercy is going to follow you. Okay, so while all this goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life and all this stuff is going on, because you're shining bright like a diamond, you're doing what it is you're supposed to do, he tells you, I got to prepare this table, because these enemies and stuff, they're going to start coming around because the light is going to attract them. Okay, y'all getting this? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, because I got something else to say. This is my new series. I got something else to say. I got to drop a dime on y'all about what happened. Okay, something happened. So, anyway, the haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, these people that come around, they like, hold on. Is that my girl over there shining on? Is that my boy over there shining on? Because they see somebody put something out there in pieces. But it's just God. Yeah. He's using all this light to bait them out. Yeah, because they got to get blessed by the message too. whatever message he's using. See, sometimes people, they be sleeping on you, okay? Because they sleep. You know, they don't understand this glory and this goodness that God got going on. So he uses these little things to lure them out. And they start looking at your life and they start seeing, what's going on? Because you lead them by an example. Because God's using you, okay? And you know, he puts it out there in pieces. Just imagine this. It wakes them up like this, right? You sleep. You're in your room. You tearing it up. You tearing that sleep up. I'm talking about you like this. You knocked out, okay? Somebody comes in. I always say it's my mom because my mom, she good for this. She come in, turn on all the lights. Why all these lights on? What's going on? You know, you get started. You wake up. You no longer sleeping. You woke. Like, what's going on? You startled. You don't know. You're puzzled. That's what happens with them. They come over to try to figure it out. So what you're supposed to say is, hi, haters, because you need this work too. They need this work too. You need it. Plus, they need it. So you got to say hi to them. You can't hate them on nothing. Because God is really trying to bless them the same way he's trying to bless you. He wants them to see his glory, his goodness, his mercy. That's on your life so they can get that too, so they can learn. Okay? So when they start coming around, just make sure that you don't hate. Okay? You congratulate. And you say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, they need that work too. Now, have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Make a Love Bee's Kitchen on Instagram. Yes, where I do my food thing. And then I got the Just a Touch J fitness page. You know, got all the fitness stuff out there. You know, then we got the Just a Touch J cannabis line. All my link trees and all my bios. You know, we got the cigars that's coming out. We got the Just a Touch J podcast. I mean, we got the Just a Touch J app. Just Google Just a Touch J. JUSTATOUCH. OF underscore a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call me. You know, I got music. I got everything, right? So many pieces to my puzzle. But today, I got something else to say. So this is my new series, right? Basically, what I do is I come to y'all when I got something else to say. So let me tell y'all what happened. I got to drop a dime on y'all. Okay, and if you don't understand, because y'all are rocking with me everywhere. All around the world. Thank you, China. Y'all are thorough and wise. And Peru. Okay. And you know what? In the States, y'all are really rocking with me. Cali. Okay. Love y'all. Georgia. I see you. I see you doing your thing. But, you know, let me get back to these pieces. I just got so excited. Oh, my God. I love how y'all be listening to me. Y'all are just so thorough and wise. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Just skip on over to something else. But anyway, let's go back to this story. Okay. So, I'm sitting up in here. I'm chilling. And I gotta drop a dime on y'all, you know, because I got a story to tell like Biggie. And dropping a dime means it's like an African American colloquialism, okay? And basically it's like slang. It really means that I'm about to give you that wisdom. I'm about to put that thing on you. I'm about to put it out there for you so that you can understand the knowledge, okay? The wisdom. All right. Now look. Let me tell you what happened. So for the last like 3 weeks, I have been having issues where I was waking up like my throat was closing. Okay. So if y'all don't know, I'm coming out of this whole thing. I almost lost my life in January due to mold toxicity and a few other things. It resided in my gut. Okay. So it made me really, really ill. My hair fell out, everything. Like I could not see. I could not walk. I could only eat rice, a spoonful of rice for 2 months because it created a histamine in my gut. And we're talking about a day, a spoonful a day. So I was able to inquire more foods, you know, incorporate more things. All right. So I was like messed up and it's been going on for a while. Like I couldn't go back to my house, haven't been back to the house in February. Couldn't take any since February. Couldn't take anything from the house to the new house. I had to get a new house built. I lived in a hotel. Like all my money had went away, you know, and then God provided more. It was just like crazy. I went through like a crazy year. Okay. So now I'm coming out of this whole thing, right? It's a back around to the time again. It happened November 1st. This is what, like October, what, like 28th, something like that. Child, check out these pieces. So for the last few weeks, I have been having issues where I felt like my throat was closing. Okay. Not no hypochondriac type of stuff. Like I was literally waking up in the middle of the night where I couldn't breathe. And you could see that my throat was smaller than what it normally would be if you looked in my mouth. Okay. So what's happening is I'm incorporating all these different foods now. I'm trying different things. I have to put it back in my diet. So some things I have a reaction to. Some things I don't. I have to keep a food journal. Child, let me tell you what happened last night. About 2 in the morning. I wake up and this one was so severe, y'all, that I really couldn't breathe. So I'm like, I thought about sticking myself with the EpiPen. Never did, but I thought about it, okay? And you got to be careful with that because of what I have going on, because the histamine and stuff issue that I have going on. So I'm like, okay, let me take an allergy pill. Took an allergy pill. I was wheezing. Like, could not breathe. Took the allergy pill. Takes the allergy pill like two, okay? Then by 5 o'clock, I had to call out of work, y'all. I don't call out of work. I go to work. I call my boss and say, you know what? I can't breathe. Something ain't right. I had to take another allergy pill. Now, just a Claritin, you know, you could take two of them. But, you know, in between that time, I should have felt better. Okay? This is just a touch tip, baby. I'm trying to put this out there. Peace, peace. I didn't feel good. No, I didn't. I was like, you know what? Something ain't right. So, God laid on my heart, you know, call your mom. You know, I'm trying not to panic because I start crying because I'm like, you know what? Now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I'm tired of this. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you just went through something. You just like, you know, I want to heal. I want to be better. That's how I was feeling. I was like, God, like, come on. You know, God said, just call your mom. Call my mom up. And I said, Mom, I think I'm going to have to just reset my body. You know, not eat so much. My mom said, we're not doing that. That's what you did last year around this time. Ooh. And then y'all, when you go through something and it's kind of like similar to what you went through before, you try to retract and go back doing the same thing. God said, no. He had me call my mom. My mom said, we're not doing that. That's what you did last year. You're going to keep going forward. You're going to eat. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, because my throat tight. So I'm like, damn, what can I do? She said, you can't take another allergy pill. So I'm like, I got the natural sinus pills. Now, the natural sinus pills have different things in it. Quercetin, bromelain, a lot of different things that you need that helps the gut, but helps calm you down. But when I used to take these before, y'all, they used to give me severe headaches. Like, I would be so dizzy. I was messed up. So I'm like, I still had them. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take one. So I took one. Immediately, I felt it. I felt it like open me up. So I said, I looked on the thing and it said, you're supposed to take two, the directions. I said, okay, I'm going to take another one. I took another one. So I started feeling good. So my mom said, now you need to eat. I said, well, can I take my zinc first? She's like, I got to take zinc. Zinc, you need your zinc and your D when you're dealing with stuff like this. So my mom said, you know, you're supposed to take the zinc when you go ahead and you eat your protein. So I'm like, all right. So I cooked a chicken, a whole chicken. It took me about 40 minutes. I made me a little kale. God said, just keep it real simple. Okay, so I said, okay, because I've been doing seasonings, and seasonings have oxalate contents, which add to histamine and things like that. And I'm just talking about just a little bit of thyme, a little bit of oregano, nothing major. But these things add to your system when you haven't had them in your system for a year. Like, y'all, I literally was only eating like three foods. I was messed up bad. So I'm like this, I'm getting nervous. I'm like, okay, you know, I laid on my heart. God laid on my heart. He said, you know what, go ahead, do a little salt. You can use your ghee butter, okay, and which is clarified butter, and that's it. Don't put nothing. Oh, and saffron, okay. Just a little bit of that, and you'll be fine. Eat until you get hungry, until you're not hungry anymore, and go ahead and have some kale. And I gotta cook the kale like 40 minutes. I like to just eat my kale raw and saute it, but the oxalate content and what's on it messes with my body. I won't be able to walk, you know, and my hands will cramp up if I don't cook it long. All right, this is just such a baby. I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you. Bear with me, okay, because this was like so crazy today. So I go ahead and I eat, and as I'm eating, I'm sitting up there and I'm thanking God, because I'm like, God, you know, thank you. You know, thank you. You know, have y'all ever like going through something and all you could do is just thank God, because you know he's just providing your need. He was providing my need. I was like, oh my gosh, like, just, you know, thank you, you know. And then it dawned on me. Sometimes things happen to us so that we can do other things. See, I would have never knew to take that natural sinus support, the allergy medicine. You know, I just would have took like a little Claritin, and Claritins, that's what I took when I earlier, two of them. They mess with me. It feels like stuff crawling all over me. It hits my system so bad. Makes me not feel good at all. Like, I get really itchy. Just not good thing. But, you know, I can only take that or Benadryl. And I didn't want to be drowsy. I haven't taken Benadryl in a year. So I said, you know what? Okay, let me take this. So I would have never knew I could take the natural sinus support had I not gone through this. Now, what's inside of the natural sinus support? I'm reading the ingredients to my mom as I'm talking to her. And she goes, you know that bromelain, that helps you settle your stomach. That helps your stomach and things like that. And that's what I have going on. It actually helps your gut. But I would have never known had I not gone through what I went through. So this episode is really straight to the point. It's all about sometimes we got to go through things. Like, I literally right now still can't really breathe like that. I really can't. That's why I'm all over the place a little bit. I'm trying to talk to y'all. I'm like stumbling over my words just a little tad bit. But I said, you know what? I got something else to say because somebody else needs this. This ain't just me going through this. Some of y'all are really out there like right now going through something. You got your haters and naysayers and disbelievers. I talked about that last time. Who hating on you? You going through that crap. And then you also maybe got some health issues or just some other stuff that you're coming out of on your own. And things are difficult for you. This is difficult for me. I have to literally learn how to eat again. One thing at a time and see if I have a reaction to it. You know, and then go back and write it down and see what the reaction was. This is tedious. This is no joke. And some of y'all are out there, y'all are reacting to things too. Okay? Some of that stuff is tedious and it ain't no joke. I want you to know trouble don't last always, no matter what, number one. And number two, I want you to know that sometimes you have to go through things, okay, to get the blessing out of other stuff. Like now, I'm taking a natural sinus support and I know I could take it. So the thing is, you take it three times a day, 2 tablets. This is going to help heal me. This is going to help heal my stomach. This is going to help calm my mast cells. Mast cells are the allergic response cells that go off in your body when you have issues with your gut or issues with allergies or things like that. This is going to calm that down. This is going to help me. But I would have never knew. This is something that I need. Okay, another quick story, right? I was living off of turkey for a while. Couldn't eat nothing but just basically turkey and like 2 vegetables. Tell me about it. It's crazy, right? So all of a sudden, one day the turkey, Whole Foods. I will only get it from Whole Foods. I spent like $100-something every few days since I was literally just eating turkey. All of a sudden, they don't have turkey no more. Now, the people, they knew how I was. The people who worked at Whole Foods, they seen me when I couldn't hardly walk and see. So they seen the transition. They seen me start getting better. Then all of a sudden, they don't carry the turkey no more. They was doing some stuff with the turkey at the turkey ranch and stuff. And they said, you know, we don't want to mess with that company anymore. It made like the headlines somewhere. Like it was bad. And I'm like, damn, I was eating this turkey. Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm just trying to put this out there peacefully. So pay attention. Follow. Right? So anyway, they go, what are you going to eat? They worried about me. They calling me Whole Foods. Jill, we can't carry your turkey no more, you know, because they had my number because they would do the meat orders for me. So they said, but we have something that we think will help you because we're worried about you. I want you to try this Poulet Rouge chicken. It's a whole chicken. So I go ahead and I get the chicken. I try it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Now, if y'all know me, y'all know I hated chicken. And I'm a chef. I cook. I guess damn. But chicken just wasn't my thing. You know, when I was younger, I would eat a little chicken with my dad, maybe cold fried chicken, something like that. When turkey fried chicken was really turkey fried chicken. No offense, y'all, but you know, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, they didn't have no issues then. You know, I might do a little cold chicken, but I really wasn't into chicken. I was one of them African-American females, black girls that didn't like chicken, okay? So when they said you got to eat this chicken, this Poulet Rouge chicken, I'm like, eh. So I tried the chicken. Chicken was amazing, okay? I wasn't feeling good right after that, right? I go to the doctors. The doctor tell me you got B6 toxicity, okay? And I'm like, okay, you can get that from chicken. You get that from supplements. And plus, I have malabsorption, like malnutrition kind of, because my body doesn't absorb the nutrients, but it absorbs things at a high rate really quick too. Okay, so the vitamins and things that I may need, some of them won't absorb, but some of them will absorb quickly, okay? So that's why I was having issues with the B6 and the B12. So in this discovery of getting my blood work done and they find that out, my doctor also tells me your iron is depleted. You don't have any iron. Your iron is like really, really low. You need to eat organ meat. I'm like, what's that? She's like, because even though I know, but I'm like, what's that? Like, what do you mean? She wanted me to have the desiccated stuff. But since I have issues, she said, try to get it from a natural source like chicken or something like that. You know, like a whole chicken has the gizzards or the heart and stuff like that in it. Y'all following me? Are y'all following me? See, I was eating the whole chickens, but I was just throwing away the little thing that was on the inside, a little packet. But God had provided that need through that. I didn't know that Whole Foods wasn't going to recall that meat and going to call me up and tell me to try the Poulet Rouge chicken. But when I tried it, God gave me the liver and the heart and the neck that's on the inside of it that comes in a little bag. So now every time I have a chicken, I'm able to get the liver and the stuff that I need. Now, I left out a part. I tried to go to the store and I tried to go ahead and get like some chicken gizzards and stuff like that, that they just take and they seal up a few of them. And I couldn't do those. Those were really, really high in histamine. As soon as I opened it up, I could feel it all over my face. It feels like things are like literally pins and needles all over you, all over your body when you have a histamine issue. So I couldn't do those. But what did God do? He stuck it right inside the chicken so that I can have it. He supplies all of your needs. So I didn't know I was going to need that. But he knew. Just like I didn't know that this allergic reaction of me not being able to breathe, still throat, still tight right now, was going to get me to go ahead and start using the natural histamine supplement again. So I said, you know what? I got something else to say. I got to come on here. Even though I'm a little messed up right now, I have to come on here and I have to tell someone that it's okay if you're going through something. Because God already has what you need in the midst of your storm. Please understand that. I mean, I was scared this morning. Huh? Just think about it right now, bringing tears in my eyes. Here it is, a whole year. I want to be better. I don't want my throat closing. No, I don't. But in the midst of all that, now I know that I can take the other supplement, and I didn't know that I could take that. Now that's going to help me. And whoever you are out there that are going through something and you just feel like, oh my God, my life is horrible today, I want you to understand that God already provided the need. Look at what you already have in your hand. He provided that need. When I started to get scared, I went right to the scripture. I still got it open. Jeremiah 30:17. You know what that says? Let me tell y'all what Jeremiah 30:17 says. My page had turned. I want to read it for you the right way, just so you know, baby. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. I went right to my scripture. I said, no, this is not what God has for me. He's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And he's going to do the same thing for you. So I just want to come on here and I just wanted to tell you, I'm sorry, I got a little choked up, but I'm so like adamant about this. I want you guys to understand that sometimes you can go through stuff and you're just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. But you go through it so that you can get what it is that you need out of it. You know, you get what you need out of what you're going through sometimes. Just understand that. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. It's something that you're going to get out of that. I got something out of that. Even though my throat is a little tight, even though I'm having issues right now, I got something out of it. And you know what God told me to do? He said, I want you to put a post out. As soon as I couldn't breathe, he said, I want you to ask people to pray for you. And I said, okay. And I was obedient and I did that. Ask people to pray for you. Don't ever be afraid to ask people to pray for you. Prayer changes things. Okay? So whatever it is, I don't know who this is for, because I know it's for somebody. Because when I go through something, God tells me, you have people that listen to you that are going through the same thing that you're going through. That's why I have them listening to you, Veronica. So make sure that you share your testimonies with them. You overcome by your testimony. So I just had to come over here. I had something else to say. Okay, this one was a little choked up or whatever, but I literally, my throat was closed up this morning. It's still closed now. You know what time it is? 10:49. This has been going on since 2. Okay, I have to go ahead and go get some of my other supplements that's going to help me. But guess what I did though? I did my push-ups. I didn't do a whole 100, but I did 50. I'm going to do 50 later. Yeah. I did my stair climbs, my steps. I ate. Okay, I got myself together. I said, this too gonna pass. And I want you to know this. The last thing is that you have to keep going in the midst of it too. You must keep going. Do not stop and pause. The enemy wants you to do that. Okay, Satan, the devil, what you want to call him, whatever. What's up against you? Because you out here doing right. Please believe something's up against you. And it wants you to stop. It wants you to halt. Like me. What did I do last year? I didn't eat. This year, my mom said, no. It's been a whole year. Look at where God has brought you from. You know, something else too, God's telling me to tell you in the name of Jesus. Yesterday, you know, iPhone likes to remind you of your history. So it came up in my phone, pictures of how I looked last year around this time. So there was a time I told y'all that I was looking amazing. Like, people were like, oh my God, you look good. And then I got ill, right? When my system started to break down. Okay. So I was taking pictures of my mouth. I had sores and everything in my mouth. Like, it was just bad. Like, my dark circles around my eyes. Like, I just looked bad. Okay. And that picture came up yesterday. And I had walked past. It was crazy how it happened. It came up. I looked at my phone, right? And I was walking past the mirror at the same time. I looked at the picture. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was messed up on this day last year. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, oh my God, you look so beautiful. My eyes don't look like that. My skin looks so radiant. Everything, it just looks so beautiful. Like I'm trying to tell you, baby, this is just a touch of day. Wait until my birthday comes, because I will be taking my famous birthday picture, shining on you, okay? Dropping a dime on you. Was looking very, very lovely, okay? Yesterday in that mirror. See, he gave me everything I needed. Even a picture to let me see you're not where you were before. And that's why I need you to understand, when you're going through stuff, remember what you went through before, because you're not doing the same thing. It's different this time. And sometimes we think that it's the same thing and then we stop because we handle it the same way. No, don't handle your oppositions, anything that you go through, the same way. Don't handle them differently. All right. So look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. I just wanted to come on here and tell y'all something. I don't know if you got it. I know whoever is supposed to get it, they got it, because I had something else to say. And God told me to go on there. He said, you know, when you get out of the shower, babe, go ahead, record it real quick before you leave out, because somebody needs it. Somebody's out there really, really going through something. Okay. And they're having some issues. And their life is, they think their life is falling apart, but I'm supplying all their need, and they need to understand that I'm going to give them their need through their issue. Through their issue, he's going to supply the need. I shall supply all your needs. What does it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? And all these things are going to be added unto you. What things? All these things. He's going to give you everything that you want. Don't lean to your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. He directed my path. I was like, God, what is it that I'm supposed to do? Because I was ready to go to the hospital. Y'all was like, but I said, I don't want to go to the hospital. You know, COVID's popping. What they going to say? You know, they going to give me some allergy medicine. But now I know I didn't even have to go to the hospital. I just had to take this medicine. So I'm going to have to take it four, seven days. Okay. I'm going to have to relax. I'm going to have to meditate. I'm going to have to watch what I'm eating so that my reaction calms down. And y'all pray for me. Because I'm praying for y'all. All right, now this is just a touch of J. All right, I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. I had something else to say, okay? So how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all like it when I do it like that? All out of breath? All right, let's start it off like this. Let me see. Let me get a deep breath. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of day. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, God told me to make sure I tell y'all about this tea. Now, y'all remember, if you've been listening to me for a while, okay, we got 472 episodes, okay, that I've recorded. We in our third season, okay? This, you know, thing been going on for a minute. I'm a pro at this, okay? Podcasting, I got this. Right? But I've been telling you all about this tea. Remember my detox tea I came out with? Well, I got it with my mom, okay, and we incorporated some stuff where, you know, she tested it out and she lost some good pounds off of it. So we created a better version of this tea. That's why this tea didn't come out, okay? So now this tea is ready to be put out on the market. And God said, don't forget to tell them about this tea. Make sure y'all get it. It's D-I-S, this tea, okay, when it comes out, all right? So we got cigars that's coming out. We got the new Waist Shaper that came out. I got my new fitness apparel stuff that's getting ready to be launched. I'll let y'all know that y'all could purchase it from me directly, but we getting ready to put it in the online store and all that type of stuff. So make sure y'all are checking out this tea. It's a detox weight loss tea, fat burning, and it's gonna hook you up. Listen, when I tell you that my mom lost weight off of this, like, okay, and look, this is what she did. She purposely tested it out and made sure that she ate butter, nothing but butter. Like, butter's fattening, like, all the time. Just kept for like 2 weeks. girlfriend, she lost like 15 pounds. All right, so look, baby, this is just a touch of jazz. I just had to put that out there, please, for you, just so you know, guys. Don't forget to let them know about this tea. So what's the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm skating on the body here to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond? I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Please don't. No. And listen, don't make yourself feel like you ain't thrilled and wise, because I almost did that today. Now, you could do that when you're in fear, okay? Nothing wrong with that. That was a natural response. Listen, my throat closing. It's tight now. It's been hours, okay? Like, seriously. Like, who wouldn't be afraid of that? But, you know, I could have made myself feel like I really wasn't thrilled and wise, like, majorly. Like, oh, my God, no. Lamenting, you know, over the situation instead of looking at the problem, instead of looking at the problem solver. God's going to supply all the need, right? And you definitely can't do that. You know what I know? Why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, you got to let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. And I usually sing to y'all, but child, I'm out of breath today. I don't know if I could do all that. Just touch it, baby. I'm just chop it out there, peace for you. And there's a third thing that I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here too. And that is spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. This is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there, peace for you. Okay? I always tell you, spread love. You gotta spread love because the world needs love. Okay? And that's what I'm giving y'all right now. Love. I could have been like, you know what, I ain't going on there. No, I could barely breathe. I could barely even get the words out. I'm all like all over here and over there. But I said, somebody needs this love. They need to know that God loves them. Even if they're going through something, it doesn't matter. He's going to provide the need through the issue. Okay? Whoever you are. All right, so quick recap. Okay, I couldn't breathe. I had some issues. My throat was closing up. It's been doing it, right? I was nervous. I was scared. I found out that God provided a need through my issue. He let me know that I can take this supplement that I couldn't take before because I didn't have anything else to try but that. Okay, and it helped. So now I know, take that. And it's going to help you. And what else it's going to do is going to help my stomach too. It's going to help everything else that I have going on as well. Okay? So just understand, sometimes he puts you through things. You go through stuff where he allows things to happen to provide the need for a different area in your life. Okay? So don't give up. Don't quit. Keep going. That's what I learned. I learned a valuable lesson today. I still tried to work out. I still tried to do what I had to do. You got to stay on track. Don't stop. Don't mess up. Okay? And just know, like, trust God. He's going to help you. Just trust him. That's it. I used to have an issue with that. Trusting him. Trusting anybody. Lord Jesus. That's a whole nother podcast. But, you know, trusting him. You know, because you don't know. Here's this entity, this amazing God, right, that you can't see or nothing. And you're supposed to trust it and believe. But I'm telling you, yo, you seek ye first, you start spending some time with him, start doing what it is you got to do, listen to that still voice, he's going to lead you. The same way he led me. You got the natural sinus stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, let me try that. My mom like, I don't know why you won't try. Try it. You know you're trying everything else. I went ahead and I tried it. What happened? It worked. All right, it's going to work it. Okay, if you work it. And it's going to work if you try it. All right, so look, I'm about it here. I don't know what type of music I'm going to play for y'all. I have no idea. I'm going to set something up. You know, Pride and Nas thing. Check that out because that's really dope. Make sure y'all listen to my last podcast. Okay, because that was dope too. It's about the haters. That was, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Okay. Also, I dropped something on Making Love V's Kitchen on Instagram. Okay. The foodie edition was on the Just Touch J app, TikTok, all that. I did a blog on it. Okay. BlackVibes.com. Amazing article. Basically was about that new dish. Yeah. My lobster. I did a little lobster dish a year ago and chocolate covered cauliflower cookies, right? But I came up with a new recipe for it. So I'm gonna put that out there next Wednesday. So I dropped that on y'all yesterday. So check that out. And today is Thursday. It's Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. I'm gonna throw it back though with an episode that was so thorough from last year. I dropped it last year on Thursday, and I'm going to drop it this year again. And it's called Tell Everybody the Truth and Stop Lying to Yourself, okay? So make sure y'all check that out. Now look, for the last time, I'm about it here. I love my babies, and I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say, please keep praying for me. Yo, I'm coming up out of this thing. God healed me. But healing is a process. It's a process. It's one day at a time. I literally got to learn how to eat again. And y'all got to learn how to do some stuff again, too. And it's one day at a time. Look, that's what God told me. And then I'm going to end this. I was in the shower and I was washing. And I said, God, you know, just explain this to me. He said, it's like when you learn how to walk. Say something happened to somebody and they get into an accident or something, anything, and they can't walk. And they start to learn how to walk again, right? Like my man Bobby, he did a lot of albums for Chris Brown and Drake, right? And Bobby got shot up, all right? And he is messed up and he got to learn how to walk again. And God said, like him, right? Shout out to you, Bobby, if you're listening. God said, sometimes when Bobby walked, he just made a post, actually. He put it out there. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it in my link in the comments so y'all can check that out up in the description. All right, so y'all can look at him on Instagram and follow him. He's dope, right? So Bobby's walking, and he said he used to be able to walk with the walker, but now he's learning how to walk with the other the things that they give him to walk with, you know, to help support him or whatever. So God said, like, Bobby got to learn how to walk, right? Maybe he might fall down sometimes, but he get back up. Maybe his leg might hurt sometimes, but he keep on going. He might have to take a Tylenol or some other pills to help him do it, but he keeps doing it. He said, that's like you, Ronica. Sometimes you eat. You might not have a good response to it. And you might have to take something that might have to help calm your system down until your body gets back the way that it's supposed to be. And that's what I want y'all to know, too, before I really skate on up out of here, is that sometimes you got to look at the situation differently. Know that you're coming out of this thing and know that this too shall pass. And even though you might have to learn how to do something again, right? Don't be upset if you have like a little struggle with it. Just keep on going, like me and Bobby, right? So look, I love y'all. I don't know where that one came from, but God was like, you know, tell them about that too. Yeah, because somebody out there going through it. I already know it. This is just such a J, baby. I'm just here putting it out there in pieces for you. I already know if I'm going through it, y'all listening to me. Y'all got y'all listening to me for a reason. So y'all going through it too. Somebody need that. You like, dang, yes. I needed that today. Thank God for it, all right? Because he allowed the reaction to happen so I can come on here and tell you. All right? Now look. Make sure y'all check out what's coming up, right? Next. I love y'all. And for the last time, I promise, I'll be back. Y'all pray for me when I got something else to say. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, this that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. This is just a touch of J. Just trying to put it J. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, man. This is just such a change. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies. She's gonna take brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I'm trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. We'll be right back. So y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album and it was definitely thorough and wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. And I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. This is just a touch of J. I throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man Nas.
I told y'all this thing was coming.
Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a touch of life or death for me now. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart,
you can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the riches. Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators ringside try, watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's for this rap stuff that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last, like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the project. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power. I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now,
I can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You
now.
Can hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on, come on.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now,
you can hate
do
me
it now. Now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now, I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? I woke up this morning like...
Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
You got yourself, yourself, yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got yourself, yourself.
Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
From the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want. So you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man.
Feel the melody that's in the air.
Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like y'all don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
How about
My gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm.
To tell when nothing that I got going
nothing,
on
man,
me,
man. Nothing.
It's just such a change. You already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Jay.
Come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. My body, he really, really, really turned me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me scream and shout. He really taught me how to work my body. He really taught me how to go down south. He really, really tried to hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah, gangsta. How did you drop a bomb on them?
Honestly,
like flex?
Man, y'all know how I feel when I wake up
honestly,
in the morning.
Honestly, feel like, man, this is just a touch of J.
J.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z. What's up, niggas? And yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What? What's,
Jay-Z.
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the king.
Jay-Z.
Mess with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pot, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, West, North, South, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your cottage, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it.
I
mess with your soul like ether. Beat you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, yeah. I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic. But it's always forward, I'm moving. Never back with stupid. Here's another classic. C notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits rolling, starring Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kids / Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa. Turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing.
tracks off in the background. Food from C-Towns, mornings was passed round. Stepped over dope fiends, walking out the door. All of us poor, I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderers. Hungriest crews, people jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping. Made it through my youth, walking very thin lines. Ages 7 and 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses. Walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all will pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then the game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-Shot playing, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you. From crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival.
Yeah, man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A. T-O-U-C-H. O-F. Underscore a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tea, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man.
I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball up convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my face. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah, and y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, but anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my. Obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Pun said, you ain't even in me classa. Made batch, bins, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do. Make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My non-spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come home, little brothers is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to fly with my power, this is what now's about, brothers. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 between 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my thuns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Brothers roll up. From wheelchairs, my heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this law slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If y'all people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is. Enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing, cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a when you kill. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler. Purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Spread my voice to the whole world. Whole world, baby.
This is just a touch of day, y'all. And I had to put all that out there. In pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man.
Remember, the truth shall set you free.
Okay?
Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise. Because I am.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen,
I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Be your hero. Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?